Welcome, After Buzzers. Today we've got a few topics to talk about. We are going to talk about day jobs, taking exes back, and heartfelt backstories. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
There we go. Uh-oh. Give me some of that wave. Give me some of that wave. There we go.
I like this song.
Yeah.
It's so summer, and now that it's officially summer, this was a good song choice. Shout out to you, Sean.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, welcome, guys. My name is Sean Paul Payton, and I am here with two wonderful hosts here.
I'm Tori Broussard.
And I'm Joseph Shepard.
All righty. So we are just going to start right out here. We do have a special segment that's coming up later on. Stay tuned for that. But for now, let's go ahead and start off with the overall thoughts. Tori, why don't you go ahead and start this off?
Well, you know, for this to be Audition 5, I feel like I was very satisfied. It was not too much and not enough.
Right.
So it was just like that very comfort, like, all right, like, I want to watch next week. Like, yeah. I'm excited for next week. I thought there was good variety.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm satisfied.
Very good. And Joseph, what'd you think?
I hit my buzzer on Tori. No. Totally no. I was not living for this episode. I was just like, what is this? I mean, no.
Not even any of the backstories?
Well, I have to agree with Joseph just a little bit. There was a lot of comedic failures this time.
There's always comedic failures.
This is true. But this time it just felt like they were, there were so many, like they multiplied.
That's true.
It was craziness.
Aww.
But let's go ahead and start off by talking about the day jobs. So many of these guys came here and they had day jobs that they abandoned. And I don't know if it was such a good idea for all of them. Obviously not.
Are you saying you wouldn't abandon your day job to audition for America's Got Talent?
Oh, well, I mean, I think we've
got... Is that what you're saying?
We've got a nice day job right here, right now. So, yeah. I think we're good.
All right. Speak for yourself.
All right. But let's start off with Troy James. Now, he was an HR specialist, and what did you guys think of Troy?
I thought he was great. I was not... Okay, you know what? Last time we were together, we had horrible disagreements, and I feel like today I'm getting that same vibe.
No. It's a good vibe. I agree with you. Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay. No, I seriously thought he was great. I was not expecting... That act was not the act that I was expecting.
Yeah, he was creepy.
I don't know what I was expecting. In a good way. But it was not that.
Yeah. Well, his whole interview and his whole thing like that, he was talking about how he had a love of cheese. And I was like, this is going to be the cheesiest act I have ever seen.
He's the same sandwich every day at lunch.
He's like an HR specialist. And then he comes out and it's a complete contortion trap. And I was freaked out.
Oh, no. The way he was just twisting around him with the leg and the backwards walking, I thought...
He walked down and up the stairs of the stage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he got a little too close to Simon. I don't think he was feeling that too much.
I don't know, but it was a little too close for comfort.
It was a lot too close for comfort. But, like, back to him being in HR, like, I want to know if he's ever done any of that to anybody who's come in, like, you know, had a complaint or something, if it's, like, his way of, like...
Well, you know, he led the stretches.
Yeah,
he did say that.
That's right.
Work stretches, I think, is what they were called.
And then he was never allowed to lead them again.
Never allowed to lead them again. I don't know why. I would want him to lead stretches every day.
So by a vote of yes or no, do we think that he should leave his day job?
1,000% yes.
Yeah, I think so. I just wonder if he can last forever on just that one thing.
No.
Wait,
he can't.
Really?
I mean, would you see a Vegas show for a full hour of that?
I feel like it has potential. He could. I mean, you can't do what he did.
That's
very
true. I cannot.
And so we were just. I think that was just like touching the surface, barely.
No, I just thought of something.
I feel like he could do way more.
Cirque du Soleil. he could totally join.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he might be good if he goes on tour with them and he makes it consistent.
There you go.
Because I think they perform in Vegas a lot, right?
Yeah.
And all then over all the over the world. Yeah. yeah.
I mean, or if they want to do an Exorcist reboot movie, I'm totally down for that. Yes. I mean, hey, we switch it to movies. A guy, switch it all up, and there you go.
He's got movies, Cirque du Soleil.
So this... did you give him a yes or a no?
No.
He still needs to keep his day job.
Correct.
All right. Okay. All right. Well, he keeps his day job until he's making like a million in the movies and with Cirque du Soleil, and then he's fine. Okay, so next we have, I think it was Steven Eisenberg.
Mm-hmm.
He was the hematologist.
Steven. Dr. Steven.
Yes.
Dr. Steven.
Oh, boy. Dr. Steven.
I take it you didn't like him.
He had a great heart, but I don't like the songs so much.
You don't like the songs he sings to his patients about his mom to make them feel better? That didn't touch your heart?
I mean, he's a great guy. It's just, I don't... If he wants to do, like some... Oh, what about for kids? Like, songs for kids.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought. Maybe it was, like, a songs for kids.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was very comedic. I thought it was, like, a comedy thing, and I was expecting some funny comedy punchlines because his voice wasn't up to par. but a whole song about your mama. I mean, and then his mama comes out.
It was cute.
His mama defended him.
That is a whole nother story.
I actually like that.
I really don't feel like we need to talk about, because...
But let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it.
I thought that was... Look... That was not good for him in that moment for the show. It didn't really help his case. But it was, I thought it was an example of how a mom always defends her son no matter what. And that's what I liked about it.
That's true.
But
that's
she said he can't sing. She even said my son can't sing.
She definitely agreed with the judges that he cannot sing. It was not about his singing. Yeah. It was about his heart. But I feel like as an oncologist, because I don't think we stated that, Dr. Steven Eisenberg is an oncologist.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean he's on call?
I'm not a doctor. I literally don't know. Is that... Why are you laughing at me? Because I don't know?
I just don't know what an oncologist is.
Do you know?
Well, YouTubers, if you would like to comment and explain what an oncologist is...
It just sounds like...
We'll go for that. That is your first comment to me.
It sounds super important. I don't know. But anyways...
An oncologist is a doctor who treats cancer.
Cancer!
Wow.
There we go.
So he is actually like... I approve of his singing now.
Okay, first of all, if it were any doctor, you should approve of their singing. Jeez, he's saving lives.
One voice at a time.
All right, okay, so let's go ahead and talk about Rob Blake.
Wait, we didn't vote.
Oh, that's right.
We
go ahead.
We didn't vote.
Go ahead.
I mean, I vote no. Do not leave your day job.
What about you?
If he were to do a kids show like Barney or something, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So is that a yes?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a no, brother. I'm sorry. Not today. But keep hustling, because you're doing good things in other areas.
Hustle it out.
Yeah. All right. So let's go ahead and move on to Rob Blake, the illusionist.
Rob Blake.
Now, he had an option to be in the family business for furniture, but he decided to be an illusionist instead. I was very impressed with this act because... I mean, he left the building entirely, and then all of a sudden, he was back in the building.
Honestly. Like, that was really good. I'm still trying to figure that out.
I was trying to figure it out, too, but I will say that okay, so basically, he, long story short, you know, he had a camera, was filming himself the whole time, ends up walking out of the studio, he has multiple people on stage, and he walks out of the studio, he has them pull up the sheet drops, and then he's there.
Right.
I didn't think it was that smooth. Like, I thought that it was really, really cool, and I didn't see him coming, but the sheet kind of dropped in a weird way, and it didn't make, like, a whole, like, boom-bam effect to me.
Yeah.
Right.
And then also, when Heidi came off the stage, and, like, Heidi, did you see anything? She's like, I didn't see anything. I was like,
I feel like that's Heidi. Like, she has that, like, I don't know.
Like, like a little airiness.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we all saw him leave the theater.
Yeah, exactly.
So, even if it was... You know, the curtain was tilted a little funny, or how they didn't see anything. But how did he get back in?
That's
the
big thing. And then, too, like, Tyra made the point of, like, you know, hitting the underneath the box, and there wasn't anything under there. So that was... It's good.
Well, one thing I wonder, too, is, you know, just from seeing a few different illusionists, is I feel like somehow he was... when he was using a lot of tactics to distract us the whole time.
Correct.
So I know that if we go back and watch that again, there's probably something we're going to catch, and we'll be like, maybe he was right there at that
point. You're
right.
You're absolutely correct.
My favorite part about this day and age, too, is that when you rewatch America's Got Talent's YouTube videos and it's Magicians or Illusionists, people will like comment in the comment section, 0.53 seconds, go there and look on the left side. Like, these people, like, they will find your illusion trick and they will call you out on
it. That's true. So maybe that's what we need to do. But in the meantime...
that's another thing for all you guys watching out there. Rewatch that specific audition and see if you can find out how he got back in there. And feel free to comment below.
Yes, comment below.
And also, guys, I do want to let you know that this show is only going to grow with your help, and we appreciate you viewing. So make sure to like, comment, and subscribe on our YouTube channel, and then also on iTunes. We appreciate all the shares as well.
I love shares.
So I'm going to go ahead and vote yes, leave your day job.
Yes, leave your day job.
Yes. We give him 3 yeses. Woo-hoo. My man, you're doing quite well.
Woohoo!
All right.
Alrighty.
So now let's go ahead and talk about
taking back those exes.
Yeah.
Taking back exes.
That honestly, so I know we talked about this a little bit. We said that Simon took back his ex sometime as long as AGT has been going on. We're not quite sure.
There was a time in this episode too.
In this episode?
I do believe so. That's another thing, guys, I want you to comment on. Where did you see Simon take back that ex? Because I remember there was a part with Mel B, and let's go ahead and talk about that with French accent.
Okay, this guy came out, he gave the longest name, then he goes and he says he's from Wyoming, and he's like, oh, I have a French accent. It sounded Irish to me. It didn't even sound French.
Yeah.
And he has an accordion.
Right.
And he goes to play this accordion. He's telling like a one-liner joke in between each little accordion play. And Simon hits his buzzer. Mel B hits her buzzer. And Heidi hits her buzzer. And
right.
And Howie's just enjoying it.
He's holding out.
I was Howie.
It was actually like little really funny jokes.
And I was
very glad that Howie didn't hit his buzzer like right away, because I'm glad that we got to see it play out. Can you imagine if he did hit it and then we would have never known what was going to happen?
And then maybe Mel would not have taken back her ex.
Correct.
Therefore, Heidi would not have taken back her ex, because I believe that Mel convinced Heidi to take back her ex.
Yeah.
I don't think Heidi would have done it if Mel didn't.
No, it took a lot of persuasion. And it took the audience persuading Heidi, too.
Right, exactly.
So it was a lot of persuasion on that part. But I'm kind of... He annoyed me at first, but the longer that he went on, I was like, I can watch this.
Exactly. He was good in the moment. Like the judges said, in the moment, he was much better than with the planned material that he had.
But how do we feel about Mel B actually taking back her ex? Because if you remember, she didn't get it. She didn't really understand any of the puns or the jokes, and so that's why she gave him the X. And then all of a sudden, after hearing what Howie said, she's like, I agree. Howie literally said, you are funny in the moment, but Mel B didn't get any of the jokes, so why did you take back your X?
I think it was a crowd thing. I think it was at the moment, like we said, it's in the moment, and he's gonna come back, and it's gonna...
Is she gonna take back her X again?
I don't know.
Well, let's vote. Would we give him a pass?
I would have never given him an ex. I'm the Howie.
Really? I wouldn't either. Okay. I just love seeing a disaster happen, and I always expect when these disasters happen, and then it turned into something great.
Exactly.
Like, if I would have hit my ex, I would have never seen this disaster turn into a moment in time.
I'd have probably been like Simon. I'd have hit the ex, and then I'd have taken it back. So.
Okay. So. All right. You take Xer back. How would you say that?
Never mind. Moving on to our next topic, we have heartfelt backstories. This is so important, because sometimes it's just the story that gets these contestants through, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But these guys, they had the story and the skill to go with it. Let's start off by talking about Brian King Joseph, the
violinist. Yes, I loved him.
Oh my gosh, he made me kind of sad, because hearing him talk about the neurological disorder and the disease, that reminded me of my grandfather who passed away, and he had something that was rare called Guillain-Barré syndrome. Mm-hmm. And basically, it was a neurological disease where it paralyzes you slowly but surely, and it is, shout out to Grandpa upstairs, Clarence Kendallworth Clinton. Aww. I'm doing this for you, aww, everything I do, and my fam, you know. So, it's just amazing to see somebody have that kind of a struggle, but it makes them push harder. And that's why, just like I said in the last episode, we just don't have excuses anymore, because we see all these talented people come onto this show and they're really fighting no matter what. I mean, they're, guys.
Yeah. I think what was great about him was that he kept his positivity up so well. I mean, he stated how he and his mom and his sisters, they didn't have, you know, the greatest life. They always mm-hmm. had a struggle. And I think just knowing that, he even said himself, he's not sure if, you know, where he would be right now if he stopped playing the violin. And I think just to know that, like, he can't feel like himself playing the strings.
It's all muscle memory.
It's all muscle memory. Mm-hmm. Like, and just to go out there and have all that passion. Like, he did not seem nervous at all.
No, he didn't seem nervous at all.
And I'm like, I would be terrified, like, knowing that I have, you know, that condition and just having to practice. I'm not even going to lie. I probably would have given up.
Yeah.
Like, just right off the bat, I probably would have given up.
Well, that's a lesson.
That is the lesson.
Don't ever give up.
That is the lesson. That is the lesson. But I liked it.
We skipped one guy. He was at the towards the very beginning, Joseph O'Brien. And
little Joseph never been kissed before, never had a girlfriend, cutie pie. I'm just relating because we're both named Joseph, that's it.
And I can relate because I had a hard high school dating life. But anyway.
Well, I loved him. I thought he was super cute. Okay, it was obvious that he was nervous. I mean, mm-hmm. I loved what the producers did, like, whenever they were interviewing him backstage.
Yeah.
Hilarious. There's not really much to say about him. I think, am I surprised? Like, oh my gosh, you've never been kissed. You've never had a girlfriend. I mean, he's 20. Like,
he was a little nervous kid. Like, you can tell from his energy. They probably, he's like very nervous about, if he's nervous about that, he's probably nervous about everything else.
Exactly.
And when you're young and you've never had your first kiss and everybody else has it around you get even more nervous.
Oh,
so
exactly.
It's like a totally it's a different, right. Yeah, it's.
Exactly. But I think he's
he'll figure it out
voice.
Now. I think he's going to be all right.
I will say that I was surprised by the judges' comments on him, because they were like, we could hear your nerves in your voice, and like we could sense in your performance, like, your voice wasn't the greatest, but I actually loved his voice.
I thought his voice was great.
Fantastic.
I thought he was like himself. Like, his nerves went away because he started singing.
So I was a little taken aback by their comments, because I was like,
too.
Oh, I mean, you gave him yeses, which is good, but I was like, the comments are a little weird.
Yeah, I want to know where they heard the nervousness.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought he was very confident when he was singing. His voice is beautiful. I mean, he hit the high notes.
Yeah, that's high notes.
Yeah.
Maybe it was just do you think they were talking more about his demeanor in general, about being nervous and shy? Do you think that's it?
I mean, they did at the beginning, because Howie was like, you're nervous. Are you nervous? And he was like,
yeah, they were
kind of
egging it on.
Yeah.
You're sure? You're sure you're not nervous? I think you're getting nervous now.
Yeah, but Mel B, I think, pointed it out specifically first that, you know, I could hear something about how she could hear how nervous he was. Yeah. I didn't either.
You good?
And then
I didn't.
We had Brody Ray.
Aww,
wow.
Ray.
That
takes a lot of courage.
Yes.
Takes
that
a lot
was
of courage.
Incredible. And his voice was just, I would buy that album. Like, I'm serious. Like, I can't even imagine what it's like to go through that.
Yeah, me neither. And I think for him to be able to get on stage and tell his story, I mean, I honestly don't think he was going to say anything until Howie was like, what struggles have you had? And I was like,
exactly.
Well, okay. All right, Howie. Mm-hmm. Coming right at you.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was heartfelt. I've never gone through that, so I can only imagine, you know, what he was going through. I've been to bad sleepovers. I mean, he definitely brought that up about how they pushed his sleeping bag in the corner and put tacks in his sleeping bag.
That's
like,
so
the
messed
things
up.
That kids do. Like,
the
come on.
Like, yeah, it's
It's ridiculous.
It is crazy. I think that it was great that he did tell a story, because when he did come out, you know, we all were very surprised that when he said that he, you know, transitioned from a woman to a male.
Yeah, yeah.
And he also was from Nebraska, so that's middle America. Like, you know, it's not totally accepted in, you know, in middle America, and it was a very rough time for him. So it was very, very a positive, uplifting thing to see that, you know, if you do have struggles, you do have adversity, you can overcome this.
Yeah.
And he is now who he is today.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that his vocals were great.
Yeah.
And I had no inkling, like, I could not tell at all that he had ever been through anything. Like, it was, man.
I was shocked. I was sitting there like, okay, another singer. What? Like, oh, really? And then they showed his, you know, baby photos.
Yeah.
And I was like,
yeah,
you were legit a girl. Like, I was totally taken back. But, you know, I would have given him yes, too.
Yeah,
like, more
absolutely.
Power to him. I think what I loved is how Simon said that he should probably start performing his own material.
Yeah.
And I really respected
Simon,
somebody who's, you know, judging singers forever. Like,
yeah.
For him to say that, I was like, all right, man, that is your key. That's your sign. Give us some of your own stuff.
Your own music.
I'm excited.
All righty, guys. Well, we had a lot of wonderful performers tonight, but, you know, there were a couple of them that just weren't that great. And these are the contestants that we are going to have to give the loser horn to. All right, let's go through it. Now, I got to start off with Christy Joy.
She had that ball head. Did you ever watch Ned's Declassified? Did any of y'all ever watch Ned's Declassified? No.
No.
Okay, there was this boy. He has bowl head. Like, it literally, like, her hair on her head was like a bowl.
A bowl?
Now, don't make too
like,
much,
a bowl?
Now, don't make too much fun of that because, you know,
gosh.
Justin Bieber, he started out with a little...
That's true.
Yeah,
that's
and
true.
Look what happened to that guy.
That's
oh,
true.
God.
Christy Joy in Funky
gosh.
Town.
Yeah.
Yeah, what the... What?
She sounded like a mouse.
Yeah, that song in that...
I'm, like, really trying to imitate, but I don't think I could kick it. Yeah.
Oh, you got it good.
There you go.
I think you should go against
her.
With
the mouse sounds. Okay.
Yeah.
I can't remember how it went, but it sounds like that, like...
I can't do it.
Freddy and Jason. Which one was it? The one in the forest? Like,
yeah.
Halloween.
Yeah,
oh
whatever.
Gosh.
Michael Myers, one of them. And then, so, the hot dogs...
You guys, that
God,
was seriously
why?
Disgusting. Do we even need to talk about
so
that?
So he comes
looked
in.
Away.
He comes
I did
in.
Look away.
Jim comes in, and he's going to beat the world record by sticking the most hot dogs in his mouth.
Yeah.
And we both looked away.
We did.
I couldn't even watch it.
I literally don't even know what to say because I didn't watch it.
And he watched
be...
It might as well
They
be...
weren't even cooked hot dogs.
No.
They were like some
oh
like
gosh,
frozen
weren't.
Hot dogs.
They weren't.
Like straight
oh
out of the
gosh.
Package.
And when they gave
That's
him the
gross.
X, and when they gave him the X's, he just walks away and they're just all dangling
Stop.
Out of his...
I didn't even see that part. Come look.
That makes my stomach hurt. Can
it was so...
About... Can we move on? That one's uncomfortable.
We will move on.
That's uncomfortable.
All right, Francois, super long name, tell us four.
Did you write that down?
I actually did.
You wrote French accent down?
Yeah, and...
yes, because I wasn't about
Bonus points to anyone who can comment his full name, because that was a long one.
That was extremely long, and after the third name, I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just felt kind of exhausted after he introduced his name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Did he sound out of breath?
he did. In his accent.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yes. No.
So we got those guys. They just not so good. And there was some comedians that were trying to do their thing, but they just.
Brian
like
K. The pterodactyl.
Yeah. No.
Wait. Who can do the pterodactyl? Wait, what did he say her name was? Did he say Tyra?
He said Tom, it was something.
Some with a T.
Yeah. I think pterodactyl was the name?
The dinosaur.
He was talking about how he had, like...
The girl's name.
Okay. The girl's name, how he made him on a dating app, and he
Tara
would be set up
something.
With the Tara
yeah.
the pterodactyl.
And he was making the sounds.
Wow.
This is my favorite part. He's literally flapping his arms like little birds.
Yeah. Well... To these contestants, we want to say that we...
Oh, wait, we forgot about Bill.
We forgot about Bill?
Bill, the Michael Jackson who had the hula hoop. We cannot
right.
forget Bill.
That's Y'all, right.
Literally, I'm doing the motion he was doing right now.
Why the suit?
I didn't get the Michael Jackson thing. He had the Michael Jackson hat with the Michael Jackson wig.
I thought he was going to be a Michael impersonator.
That's what I thought. And then he had a ponytail, brown ponytail in
with
the
black
back.
Hair?
no good.
Did you
good.
See that? It was like, the no brown good. Hair was all the way, like, to the middle of his back. Like, yeah. he didn't even try to tuck it in.
I was so ready. I was like, he's going to come out and give us some Michael moves, and he comes out with a hula hoop and just starts hula hooping.
No. Like this, very
I would
slowly.
Pay for that for my child's birthday party. I don't even have a child's birthday, but, like, we are going to pay, and I would just watch him for 10 minutes.
I mean, the only thing I can recommend to him is just stand on Hollywood Boulevard and see what happens.
Yeah, that would probably be his best bet.
That would be his best bet.
That was good.
So I guess you got a chance, man.
Yeah, you do.
Lord have mercy. I don't know what that was, but that, I would have probably, did it, only Mel gave him an X, right? Because everybody else was
just
in a daze, confused. Yeah. Yeah, I would have been right there with them. I would have never hit my X. I would have just kept watching him. Like, how long can you go for?
Keep going.
Right. Well, I think that is it for the losers of this episode. And unfortunately, guys, you know, you shall not pass.
You make me sad. So be it. Come, Patsy. None shall pass.
Exactly.
What none?
He cannot pass.
None they shall pass.
I'd let the hula hooper pass.
I would too, actually.
So, guys at home here, we are kind of curious to see, with all the talk about the people that weren't doing so well, and you know, some of the judges took their exes back this time, we want to know, who would you take an ex back from on the show? Like, comment down below and let us know if there's somebody that didn't make it through that you would like to see in the next episode. Is there anyone that kind of comes to your minds?
Who I wanted to go through but didn't?
Yeah.
No, pretty much everybody that the judges pushed through, I agreed with.
Can I take back an ex?
You can totally
take... Oh, no, can I
take...
give somebody an ex?
Yeah.
That's
okay,
what
yes.
I meant.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I want to give that jump rope girl an ex, Vivian.
No.
You want to give Vivian an ex?
Yes, Vivian deserves a big ex.
Oh, I saw you roll your eyes when she walked on stage, but why?
Because it's like a yo-yo trick. There's only so much you can do. Like, it's like a yo-yo, you know? Yeah. Like, you're not going to go to a Vegas show and see somebody yo-yo
I
for
mean,
an hour.
I mean, if she does
it's
fire like the next time, tricks. One of the judges said that, right?
So yeah. you weren't even, I feel like we switched roles kind of this week.
Yeah.
You weren't even impressed by her backflips?
I mean, yes, it was impressive.
So you just don't think there's potential?
She threw in a couple of B-girl moves there, too. I could see him.
I don't know. I feel like she brought more to the table than I expected her to bring to the table.
Absolutely.
So I was like, okay, I don't think she will win. But I would have given her a yes.
I'd have given her a yes.
She might not get a yes, you know, post auditions, but okay. So
yes, he
wants to give an X to Vivian. Okay, what about you, Sean? I really didn't have anybody.
Yeah, this is going to be tough for me because what did you think about Frat Attack? They got an X. You know what? Actually, I think that's who got an X that I would like to see. Go one more round, just because I love dancing and I always like to see what they can do at least one more episode.
It looks like they were stepping the whole time, and there's only so much you can do with stepping.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would just depend on their musicality and and if they could make something.
It would need to be a show.
Yeah,
they could not just like a step show. Mm-hmm. That's what I feel like it would need to be. They can't just walk on stage and just do a step routine because well, that's not $1 million act,
right?
But
yeah.
I'm good.
Pretty good.
Oh my gosh, you guys! Can we talk about Andy really fast?
Sure.
Andy.
The
old man. Yes,
yeah,
Andy.
Awesome.
Andy. He's from Texas, by the way,
right.
And so am I. So I would have already given him a yes. But, anyways, I loved him.
He was so funny. How old was he?
That's a good question.
Like in her 80s, I believe it was like
sure.
80s or 90s.
Yes.
Yeah. He was a comedian.
Y'all,
so funny.
He was very, I'm going to agree with Simon. He was very naughty.
Yeah, he was very naughty.
I was like, dang, like, are there any other jokes that are not
right.
sexual?
But I think that's what makes it funny because you're an older
that's
man
true.
And it's something that like younger generations don't even want to think about.
Yeah,
and then
true.
When they have to think about it, they're like, oh, okay, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You know, because it's like not talked about.
Yes. I loved him. And I love how Howie in general is just going to give every comedian
a
basically a chance.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I respect that. I know that's his field of work, so I loved Andy. You know, I have a little heart for, you know, the elderly. I love him. I'm so glad he got
good.
An ex.
He was really good.
I mean, he's an ex. I'm so glad he got a yes.
Yeah.
He got a yes. He got a yes. Okay, yeah, that's about it.
Alrighty, guys. Well, I want to take this time to We want to take this time to do a couple of fan shout-outs. Saw a couple of comments on the last video, which we really appreciate all the involvement from you guys. It's how the show stays alive. Mastocytoma1, really love you commenting on the last video. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Mark Walker, as well.
Thank you guys so much for the comments. And as always, guys, if you have any suggestions on things that you want to see in this show or acts that you want to hear us talk about more, maybe even bring it up a little bit on the next show, let us know down below.
Please, we read those.
And for predictions, who will win? Out of this episode, who do you feel like has the talent the
potential
to
be in the finals?
Yeah. Okay, I have mine.
All right.
Glennis Grace.
Ah.
Whitney Houston the second.
Nice. Yeah, she was. Yes. She was very good. Now, I was a little concerned about her sounding, was it Mel B that said it, too much like Whitney and not enough like herself?
Yes.
I wanted, because I did feel like even in the way that she was moving on the stage, it just felt like she had studied Whitney so much, which is good, but so much to the point to where it was just Whitney Houston impersonator.
Yeah.
So that could be a job.
That's true. I'm glad that Mel, you know, made that comment. I think, you know, that's something that she probably needed to hear. I feel like that's an easy change. I feel like she will put her own twist on it. At the end of the day, she's got a voice.
Yeah.
And if you can sell your voice, then you're golden.
Yeah.
That's true. Ooh, somebody that I would say should be straight to these finals and who I can see in the finals. In all honesty, I could see little Joseph O'Brien going pretty far if he maintains himself, and he's going to have some teenage girls going crazy.
I know, his life is about to change.
Like Tyra said, then girls about to slip into his DMs. Yeah. That's mine, Joseph O'Brien.
Okay.
I was really touched by I'm going with another Joseph, Brian King Joseph, the violinist.
Yes.
Just because, The neurological disorder, like, I can't even speak. I'm so speechless from his story and his skill and his struggle. And that's one for me. I'm wishing you good luck, man. I hope that you can get all the way to the top of that.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like we picked three
some good people.
Good acts. Yeah. I agree with all of y'all.
I do too.
And there was one thing that I caught in the previews for next show. All I gotta say is the puker. That one dude, he just threw up. Like, what is he about to do next episode?
I don't even want to know. I just get grossed out by stuff like that, like, too easily, I guess. Yeah. I don't know, between Hot Dog Man, cats, and now a guy that's puking. Like, I'm just, I'll be fast forwarding for sure.
Right. I'll watch it just so we can have something to talk about.
No.
Alrighty, guys. Well, thank you all so much for joining us tonight. That is pretty much going to be it for us today. I am your host, Sean Paul Payton. You can find me on Instagram at Sean Paul Payton, and that's also the same on Twitter.
And I'm Tori Broussard. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Tori_Broussard.
Oh, and I'm Joseph Shepherd. You can find me at Joseph A. Shepherd on every social media platform. Ha ha.
Alrighty.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.